world of sport, there is no other team that works in tandem as close as the horse and rider. If you want to learn to ride Western, English, dressage, three-day eventing, rodeo, are some styles to mention a few. Each style has many different disciplines, and each requires a different type of equipment. If you want to own a horse once you've learned to ride, here are three prime considerations: lessons, leasing, and buying. Lessons. Start with choosing your style of riding. Ask friends and family for a recommendation, or do an internet search for lessons in your area. Allow at least 12 to 16 weeks of lessons before you can really decide if this is something to pursue. You can expect to learn stop, start, turn, walk, trot, and possibly even cantering. Once you've dedicated yourself to being a rider on a regular basis, you may notice your trainer pressuring you to buy a horse. I prefer leasing before buying. It's half the cost, and you are sharing maintenance and feed costs with other lessors. When your lease is up, you can choose a different horse. Just like people, each horse has a different personality, and to find the one that fits you can take some time. So now you've learned to ride a horse, and the day has come when you want to buy one. You will want to take your trainer with you to try as many horses as you can, from 1 to 100. This may take some time to find Mr. or Mrs. Wright. But once you've found that horse, you want to be sure to have him or her vetted out. Vetting out means having a complete physical for your horse. Obviously, there is much more detail to lessons, leasing, and buying. But these are three main considerations on your path to buying a horse. And that's your 2-minute pet tip from the wildlife.